We're going to call the Tannehill County Planning Commission regular meeting to order. Scott, could you establish a quorum, please?
Yes. Dave Stewart.
Present.
Rick Caudell.
Here.
Steve Adams.
Here.
Brad Lawrence.
Here.
Doug Fabian. No. Randy Fogel. No. Howard Kitchen. No. George Kramer.
Is here.
And Randy Hayes.
Here.
Mr. Chairman, you have a quorum.
Okay, could you explain the meeting procedures, please?
Yes, I'd like to welcome you to the February 21st, 2017 Tannehill County Planning Commission regular meeting. The Tannehill County Planning Commission regular meeting is held in order to allow for final approval of each Division III permit application presented at the public hearing from the previous week, and also in order to hear new concept requests to be presented at next month's public hearing. 20 public hearings were held last week. Therefore, 20 Division III permit applications will be voted upon this evening. At this time, I would like to enter the Tannehill County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A, and the staff files, including all pertinent information for each case, as Exhibit B. The Planning Commission will hear 5 new concept requests, which will be presented during the Monday, March 13th, 2017 public hearing. If you are presenting a concept request at this meeting, your name or the name of your project shall be called. At that time, please come forward and address the Planning Commission. Your proposal will be heard, and additional documentation may be requested for the public hearing next month, March 13th, 2017. No public comment will be heard at this meeting, with the exception of that provided by the applicant or persons with information specifically requested by the Planning Commission. And you may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you.
Okay, has everybody read the January minutes? Somebody want to make a motion to approve them?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Somebody second?
Second.
Everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, folks, tonight these are all, the first few is final vote. Craig Combs. Is Craig Combs here?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay, on this application, the staff recommendations for the decision of record. If the Tannehill County Planning Commission approves the Division III permit 2016-29, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. Compliance with the provisions of the Tannehill County Development Guidance Code. 2. Compliance letters from Western Tannehill County Fire Protection District, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. 3. Division II permits will be required for all applicable structures in the development. 4. No outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. 5. A 50-foot buffer on the east and south side of the property, and a 30-foot buffer on the north side, and normal buffering on the west side as per the decision of record from August 17, 2009, permit number 0918, Division III permit. 6. The hours of operation will be from 8 a.m. to midnight, with the tour ending at midnight, and special consideration to the directional lighting as per the decision of record August 17, 2009, permit 918. This decision is subject to all existing easements. 8. This decision of record shall be filed with the Tannehill County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days, or the approval shall expire.
Okay. Craig, you want to come up?
Yes, sir.
Does anybody got any questions for Craig?
You had talked about MoDOT talking to you about a turn lane and an acceleration lane.
Yes, sir.
Is that going to happen?
That's the plan. They've actually given us the exact measurements of how wide they want the lanes, how long, and I've got an engineering firm that we're contacting for bidding to begin that process.
My opinion on that is we do not need to grant this until that happens. We need to have that lane in there and operational before we grant it.
Okay.
We need that in a decision record. Yes. Put it in a decision record.
Just explain the bond.
We table this until we hear from the
department. You can put it in the decision of record. That way, he won't move forward, right?
He won't move forward until he
correct. If you put it in his decision of record, then it's part of the requirements he has to meet before he can.
He wouldn't have to appear again.
Nope.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
So moved.
But you need to word exactly, Mr. Caudill, how you're wanting to
word it in a motion.
Well, I make a motion to accept it as written, including a turn lane and an acceleration lane to MoDOT specifications and built before an operation permit is permitted.
Somebody want to second that?
I'll second that.
Everybody in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed. I didn't hear. Did you get it? Oh.
No, I
opposed it.
Okay, who made the motion?
Greg. George second.
George saying that, Randy, I didn't hear what you said.
I voted for.
Four. So we got one.
You what?
Got one against.
Oh, okay.
So it carries.
Okay.
Thank you. You're okay with all that?
Yes, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Sounds good. So, thank you.
Thank you. Marsh and Lisa, Kirby.
Okay.
This
one is a nightly rental request,
okay.
So we'll read this staff report and then just highlight the differences in the rest of them rather than repeat.
Yeah, is everybody listening?
What I'll do is read this staff report recommendations, and then they're all basically the same except the differences in the persons per night. Any other changes I'll highlight. So
this is one in the individual neighborhood.
Correct. Yep.
This is different.
Yeah, this is not.
No.
We'll read one of them when we come to the Branson Creek line, and like Scott said, he'll highlight the differences.
If the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 Permit 2016-30, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. Compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Compliance letters from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District, the Missouri Department of Revenue, and the Environmental Division of the Planning Department, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. 3. A valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license shall be provided to the Planning Department prior to the issuance of a certificate of compliance. 4. In the event that the on-site wastewater treatment system begins to surface showing signs of failure, the property owner shall either repair or replace said system, ensuring capacity for the total number of people that may be accommodated by a nightly rental. 5. No outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. 6. This decision is subject to all existing easements. 7. The residents located at 189 Friendly Hills Drive shall accommodate or sleep no more than 12 persons per night. The total occupancy may be further limited upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. 8. The 189 Friendly Hills Drive vacation rental has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the representative to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. And 9, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Would you state your name for Donnie, please?
My name is Mark Kirby.
Anybody got any questions? Nobody got any questions?
No questions.
No.
Somebody want to make a motion?
I think we need to talk about it a little bit. We have a lot of people in here project that were happy. I don't know that it really does conform with the rest of the neighborhood.
Well, it seems to me we've had a lot of misrepresentation by other parties, and it's created a situation that is not a good situation. And it seems like it has fallen upon our lair to try to do what we can to keep our county code together as well as we can. And I don't know how we're going to do that and be fair to everybody. We can't. We can't be fair to everybody. There's going to be unhappy people here, leave here tonight, whichever way we vote. But I do not feel that, in this district, for instance, that they're compatible.
Okay. Anybody else? Anybody else got an opinion? Okay.
Can we see the location of this on that?
Can we do that, Scott? Can we kind of
pull that up on map,
general
Scott?
General map that marks all these locations. We had it on there before.
There.
I got one that's a little further out.
There we go. Kind of show for the.
This is 265 Gunner Hill Road.
We just had a lot of opposition to this one. I mean, we got a lot of opposition to all of them, but this one is such a small neighborhood, and the opposition was a big percentage of the people who lived there.
Can I say something?
Absolutely.
10 lots there agreed with us being 10, people who owe 10 lots in the neighborhood agreed us that we should be able to do daily rental.
They didn't show up. The people that showed up were the people that were disagreeing.
Well, they showed up last time and talked.
Well,
Tim Davis and I can't think of the other gentleman. Pete Ryan, or I can't pronounce his name.
They owned a bunch of lots.
Yeah, he was here yesterday.
Yeah.
Not yesterday, last meeting, where they owned a lot of the properties in the neighborhood.
But they don't live there.
They both live there.
But they own a lot of the lots. They only live in 2 houses, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I think one of them has daily, not daily rentals, but long-term rentals there and lives there. The other one is, just lives there with lots.
Yeah. Anybody else? Somebody want to make a motion?
Make a motion we deny on compatibility to the area.
Somebody want to second it? What are you looking at, George?
I'm thinking.
You want us to wait a minute?
No.
I'm going to ask for a second.